Have you ever been on the highway driving and getting bored or tired, and you ever said, man, wouldn't it be great if this car could just drive itself on this highway? Well, the future may be closer than you think. A 3-mile stretch of I-94 is going to give us a little glimpse of America's future highways. They're going to have tech-enabled lanes for connected and automated vehicles that could, one day, let a driver just sit back and relax and let the highway take care of the work. What is this going to look like, and who's going to be the first person to screw it up? For that, we go to Tyler Duval, the CEO and co-founder of Cavnu, the company that is piloting this new tech highway. Hi, Tyler.
Hey, Mitch. How are you doing? No screw-ups, by the way. No screw-ups.
All right. So how? First of all, what 3-mile stretch is this going to be?
So this is, it's already deployed. So it's out there near Rawsonville Road near the airport. Those of you know the I-94 corridor in Michigan, you'll see this dedicated lane now with this really clean striping, these great lights, and this great road now is out there. So the left lane, when you're heading towards Ann Arbor out of the city and you come out of the airport. So it's out there right now.
Well, it's easily identified. It's the one without potholes.
Exactly. It's the safest road in the state of Michigan right now. So
yeah, for 3 miles, you're nice and safe. So, and what is it being wired, so to speak, to do?
Yeah, so it's a great question. So basically, the technology on the road is observing everything happening out on the roadway. You know, looking at debris, stalled vehicles, you know, paper bags going through the road. You know, all the stuff that causes problems for any vehicle, whether it's a really advanced vehicle or a Ford F-150 from 1980. These vehicles encounter all these problems out there on the roadway. So the most basic thing it's doing is observing all the risks on the road every day, providing a bunch of software inferences. So there's it's called a digital twin of the roadway, a software platform with AI to basically say, hey, that tire is 18 centimeters into the left lane. We need to get it out of there because there's a car coming in a mile and a half. Mm. So that's the basic idea, is to create, you know, technology to provide information, to provide advice to the DOT. And then ultimately, as you said, these advanced vehicles are getting made in Michigan as we speak. They're coming online, GM, Ford, they're all making these cars, and these cars are going to be able to take in that data and figure out what to do and to operate more efficiently and safely.
Mm. Has there ever, in the amazing creative minds of people who imagine the future, a road that basically takes control of the cars so that the likelihood of an accident is eliminated? Because basically, you are being controlled by the road as opposed to the other way around.
It's a great question. There actually have been some thoughts of that, to your point. There are futurists who've talked about that. And, you know, the air traffic control system in aviation is a form where the controller directs pilots and planes to take different actions. We're not that active. I think our general view is the cars need to be safe themselves. The people driving the cars need to be safe, but they're not operating with the right information today. So we, you know, maybe the future gets really radical and people start doing all that, call it virtual control of vehicles. We don't think that's necessary in the near term. What we think is necessary, though, is that all of the risks, all the problems, all the delays that are happening on our roadways today can be solved much more effectively with technology. And these vehicles, Mitch, can take that information in now. We just need to provide a way to get it to them.
Tyler, how expensive is this 3-mile stretch, and who pays for it?
Yeah, so our company's paying for it. The company's name is Cavnu, as we said. It's a private enterprise. You know, we've got a lot of investors. You know, Ford is one of the investors. We've got other big investors who want to develop this technology. So we paid for that pilot. You know, the cost depends a little bit on the configuration of the road. In the case of this 3-mile pilot, it was about $15 million that we spent on it. We want to outfit the entire corridor, though. The goal is to go from Detroit to Ann Arbor. And the ultimate goal, by the way, is to do it on all of 94, 96, 275, 75. And you look at the interstate system in southeastern Michigan, and you've got, you know, 400,000 to 500,000 vehicles a day using those roadways. We want to turn that whole network into the smartest road system in the world.
No traffic cones on there anywhere, right?
No cones.
All right. No cones. Okay. Well, right. You're already ahead of the game.
Well, we'll be looking forward to it. Yeah. Looking forward to it. Thanks for coming on and explaining that for us.
All right, thanks, Mitch. Big fan of yours personally, by the way. I'm a huge sports guy, so thanks for everything you've done in the world of sports.
Thank you.
You get Tyler a free ride on the road, Mitch. You there get you a go. Free ride down 94.
I got 3 miles coming to me.
Mitch. Yeah.
3 miles without hitting the tire.
Next time you're on the airport.
It's 760 WJR.